The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution of Juan McCartney is sponsored by Fidelity Bank Bahamas, J.S. Johnson, Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, Atlantis Paradise Island, Marlin Marine, the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, and Popeyes.
And welcome to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. All right, we have the Prime Minister this morning in the House of Assembly talking, or let me say this, wrapping up the budget debate. He gave a couple of updates we're going to go through. He announced a couple of changes to the emergency order we're going to go through. And what I found most unfortunate about the Prime Minister's address this morning was his failure to address the country's fiscal position during the actual budget debate. Now, he read a report from, he read some commentary from Marla Dukeran, a very well-regarded economist in the region, about things that she said that were complementary of the Bahamas' measures for ensuring that there's still some level of socioeconomic sustainability, viability. But the unfortunate part of that is he left out all that Dukeran said about our fiscal position. We're going to go through some of that. And this is very serious stuff that she's talking about, right? So, again, I don't understand why. I think I understand why, although I'm not in the Prime Minister's head. I don't understand why there is this pretending that everything is okay. He's trying to project hope and confidence, but we would be better served, I believe, if he projected reality and stopped trying to make believe as if this ain't no big deal, right? Because all that you're talking about doing and that you have done, that you crow about, all the unemployment benefits for people who didn't qualify, all that's well and good, and you should have done it because you barred people from actually going out to make a living. All of that falls back on the taxpayer, all right? It's not like you had some huge billion-dollar surplus and you decided, well, instead of some infrastructure, we're going to spend it on this. No, that money was borrowed and will have to be paid back at very high rates. So I don't understand why you present this budget with $1 billion deficit, with almost $1 billion in foreign borrowing at pretty significant rates for most of it, but yet you don't talk about the way forward with any of this. And you heard Peter Drucker say, well, the debt strategy is laid out in the fiscal strategy report. We went through that meticulously, right? And my conclusion is that the debt strategy is not going to work. And sometimes I say these things that people think like, oh, McCartney, don't know how he talk about. He has an overinflated opinion of himself. I can think through most things, right? I'm not great at everything, but I can think through most things. And Marla Dukeran agrees with me that our debt situation is unsustainable and it is a problem. And we'll go through more of what she said. But first, let's talk about some of the things the Prime Minister announced. All right, I'm trying to do this thing where I'm nicer to people, right? I am a very kind person, I consider myself, but I'm not always very nice. I'm going to try to be as nice as I can to the Prime Minister in regard to some of his commentary today. By the way, did you guys have a good Father's Day? I had a great one. I was treated like a king. I don't know what I did in this life or a previous one to have been so richly blessed with such a great wife and children, but I thank God for it. All right. Now, the Prime Minister recently said that he was cooking up a vaccination day. And, you know, I said, and rightly so, that he doesn't know what he's doing, right? He doesn't know what he's talking about. There's no vaccination day. What happens the day after vaccination day is my question. Does everybody go back into hiding? You're free for one day for vaccination day? That does what? What does that do? That test to see if vaccinated people can be super spreaders? What are you talking about? All right, so he's backed off of the vaccination day. He said health officials are going to look at it as soon as there are more vaccinated people. I don't think he talked to any health officials at all. Right, so I don't believe him. Because if you talk to the health officials, they'll tell you, we don't know that we should have let all these vaccinated people come in without testing. So, all right, so vaccination day, he's backing off from that. This says, Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis announced the relaxation of a number of COVID-19 restrictions today, including curfew changes and additional perks for fully vaccinated individuals. The following curfew changes will go into effect tonight. On New Providence, the curfew moves from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. to 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. This is all so stupid. On Grand Bahama, the curfew moves from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. to midnight to 5 a.m. On Abaco, it moves from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m. On Cat Island, from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. Or on North and Central Andros, it goes now to 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. There's no science behind any of this, right? There's none. We're just playing games now, right? There's an hour more. What's that going to do? He also said that they're going to look at moving the curfew to midnight on New Providence. Health officials are going to monitor it in the coming days and whatever weeks, I guess. What's the difference between 11 p.m. and midnight? What are you talking about? Why is this necessary? The Prime Minister said there's no longer going to be a curfew on the Berry Islands in South Andros, which includes Mangrove Key. He says residents on those islands can enjoy themselves. Oh, Lord Jesus. Additionally, Minnis said the PCR test requirement for travel from Cat Island, Grand Bahama, and Andros will be removed immediately. The Prime Minister also announced the removal of a $10 charge for a travel health visa for fully vaccinated Bahamians returning to the Bahamas effective July 1st, 2021. All right, that's a good thing. I can support that. Certain prohibited activities will now be allowed. On New Providence, funeral and memorial services will now be permitted in a church or other indoor facility, in accordance with the health protocols of the Bahamas Christian Council guidelines approved by the Ministry of Health. Repasts, however, are still not permitted on New Providence, St. Paradise Island, Grand Bahama, mainland Abaco, Eleuthera, Harbor Island, and Great and Little Exuma. All right, you now can have perks for fully vaccinated individuals. Private gatherings and other social events in your homes, and elsewhere may now be held provided that all attendees are fully vaccinated. Wedding receptions will now be permitted on New Providence and Grand Bahama, provided that all attendees are fully vaccinated. The hosts of wedding receptions, private gatherings, and other social events will be responsible for verifying that guests are fully vaccinated. Hosts and guests will be subject to fines for non-compliance. And he said that they're going to give you the QR code as your vaccination passport in order for you to enjoy these freedoms. You know, you can do indoor dining at restaurants if you're vaccinated. Now, I'd like somebody to explain to me, because I'm dumb, what is the difference between a private gathering and other social events in your home and elsewhere and repast? Someone explain it to me. I'm stupid. Well, my daughter said stupid's a bad word. I'm stupid. I'm slow. I'm dumb. Please explain to me, anyone out there, the difference between a wedding reception, a private gathering, a social event in your home and elsewhere, and a repast. Because those are permitted, all right, for fully vaccinated individuals, private gatherings, wedding receptions, social events in your homes, elsewhere, wherever, they're permitted. They've increased the number of people who can be on the beach, right, from 5 to 15. All right, what is the difference between those events and a repast? Somebody help me. As I said, I'm dumb. I'm a dummy. Dumb, dumb, stupid, dumb one. Doesn't understand the difference between a private event in your home, a wedding reception, and a repast. Help me. I'm dumb. All right? I also found it interesting that he said over 2,000 people have been vaccinated in the United States. Bahamians have been vaccinated in the United States. And yet, unless I misunderstood him, and yet they won't be able to get the vaccination passport. All right? Listen, and I'll explain something to you. Here's where this is all heading. All right? This is all heading in the direction that you're going to need a vaccination passport in order to do much of anything. All right, but I don't understand why, if you're vaccinated in the States, you can't get a vaccination passport. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go get vaccinated. All right, that's my personal choice. I'm going to go get fully vaccinated because I want to do this stuff. All right, not because I'm petrified of COVID-19. I want to do this stuff. I'm ready now. I'm sick of this second-class treatment for those who are non-vaccinated. So you got me. I'm on board. Officially, all right? Officially, I'm a do it. I'm a shoot up. Yep. Let's do it. All right. Again, anyone, I'm pretty slow. So help me. What's the difference between a repast, a wedding reception, and a social gathering and private event? All right, I want all that action. I want to go to wedding reception. I want to go to repass. I want to travel without the stupid test. All this action I want. All right? Sign me up. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
A pleasant good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
And I'm so glad that you had a beautiful Father's Day. I had a good relaxing one myself.
Excellent.
I even got gifts all the way from Baltimore, Maryland. I know. Retail overnight.
Excellent.
But she did send them down there. Nice pants and a nice shirt.
Oh, that's incredible.
Should have sent the Air Jordans with it, too.
There you go.
But that was too expensive, I guess. But, you know, I think I have a reason why you might have been treated so nice. Mm-hmm. I think your lovely wife, she saw this nice little educated conky Joe boy.
Okay.
Who was going to eventually be one rich fella.
Right.
And then all the children could live good for the rest of their life. So she invested in, let me treat him good now. because later on I could just sit back and enjoy all the pleasures of his hard-earned money. But anyway, Mr. McConnell, I think somebody can write one book in the Bahamas soon where all of us, they could go millionaire, they can make some money, where they can pass out these books, where we can ride around with these books, finding out what we should do and what we can't do. Because I'm getting to the point where I'm confused what we're supposed to do, when we're supposed to do it, and how. I the same question you asked this morning about the difference between this 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock.
Right.
That must be give you a chance to drink one more Guinness.
Yes. I don't know, man.
When it's 10 o'clock now, you could go like Kiki Bikini Beach and say, hey, my man, give me one more drink for the road because I got 1 hour to get home now. I don't see no difference between 10 o'clock at night and 11 o'clock at night because we don't used to being home by 10 o'clock at night now anyway. And most of us so scared of living in this country, we scared to be out after dark.
I don't, my nightfall don't find me outside my house, my brother.
I scared to go out today. Right. Now you don't have a good day.
All right, buddy. Doc, don't meet me outside. I might as well brief you, unless it's a special, like, don't ask me to come nowhere, none of that, right? Unless it's an incredibly special reason. And so it don't matter to me, right? When the curfew is, I'm just saying, if we're thinking through this, what is the difference between 10 p.m. and midnight? Like, what's supposed to happen? Like, there's no... So he said, we're continuing to follow the science. So the science tells you that it's okay to have private social gatherings, but repasts are banned. Do you have to wear the mask if you gather socially? I want to know what my perks are going to be. All right. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Godly, David is back in the voice along with you, Juan.
How's it going?
Well, a couple of things. You know, you reminded me when my mother was living and when I was living home, she said to me one day, man, not supposed to be out of their house when night falls.
There you go.
Okay. Another thing I want to say to you, right, before I ask you a question, what I found out about Auckland's people, they do not fake, and I born there, so I know.
Okay.
My point is to you, right? My question. Now, the government, the prime minister, when this COVID-19 came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
He talked about not being responsible. So what I'm going to ask you, right? If you were to take the shot because of this COVID-19, and something were to happen to you,
mm-hmm.
would your insurance take care of you, take the responsibility, and do what is necessary to be done?
It depends on your particular insurance policy, wouldn't it?
I suppose so, but I did say yours.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know what my, I don't know if my insurance policy covers that. We'll see. Yeah,
yeah, you need to read the fine writings
of
the contract. Anyhow, thank you.
Okay. All right, so you guys are going to help me, because, again, I'm dumb, okay? Let's see. Let's see. I'm deathly serious. I'm going to go get fully vaccinated. I'm very serious about that. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Vaughn, what's up, brother?
Hey, I'm good, man. How's it going?
Hey, you ain't dumb, man. You're a very smart man, because I don't think that I can call you a friend if you're dumb. But I think the difference, Vaughn, is that the repass, I guess the prime minister says that people cry to the one, and then the next event, people be joyful and happy and drink and carry on and act wild.
Right.
So I guess that's the only answer I could give you. But what really I alluded to in his speech is that the prime minister has this tendency of telling people, whether it's here at Bahamians or internationally, that he's a caring, this is a caring government. That he said that this government has not laid off anyone during the pandemic. But mm-hmm. Mr. Prime Minister, newsflash, sir, what about all of those people who are laid off from Atlantis? He said that if the government decided to lay off the people, then they would can't pay their mortgages, their lights, and the children wouldn't be able to do virtual school learning. But I'm trying to ask the question, Mr. McCartney. What happened to those people over a year ago or a year and a half ago?
Yeah,
why didn't why haven't the prime minister stand up like a man that he's supposed to be and ask the banks to be considerate, to do, especially to those people who were let from from Atlantis who have mortgages, Mr. McCarthy? You know what's going to happen in this country? You're going to have a lot of people being homeless. And this man ain't talking about it, and then you have the bangers. Bang, 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 bang.
Yeah,
bang.
Just banging on the table, like mindless automatons.
Election day, something good for you all bangers. Good. Have a good day, my brother.
All right, buddy. Yeah. All right. So someone's gonna assist me right now. We're gonna see right here to explain to me for those of you who are as mentally deficient as I must be to not understand the difference between a social gathering and a repast. All right. Now this says, "Hi, Juan, here's the difference. In the words of a top cop who is my friend, the attendees of the repast will be flailing and throwing themselves all over each other, distraught with grief, while, wait for it, a social gathering attendees will be calm and more subdued." Clearly, I question that friendship. You should. That doesn't make any sense to me. Again, I'm slow. So I can have a social gathering, right? Get drunk, have music. Minna said, party on. He said, but those young people who want to have parties, you're fully vaccinated, party on. I can get drunk, party, right? Spread COVID, catch chlamydia, all this, but yet I can't have a repast. Someone's going to help me. Please tell Rights Bahamas that Minnis is targeting Haitians with these as vaccination discrimination so Fred Smith can take the government to court for violating our rights. One, this COVID vaccine campaign is pure propaganda. I refuse to consider vaccination until the campaign ends. I need to understand what all this is really about. It isn't about saving lives. I don't think it's about that at this point. All that's going on, you're going to need to be vaccinated to do certain things, all right? So that's just the way this is all heading. It says, LOL, Juan, don't give in, bro. Don't let them bribe you to take the jab. Well, it's worked. It has worked, all right? It says, who cares about Sparky's gift? Oh, let Sparky talk about his gift. Juan, stop being a hater and naysayer, LOL. PM Minnis is our benevolent leader. And there's been none greater than he. That extra hour will have a monumental, quantifiable impact on infection rates. Vast numbers of Bahamian lives will be saved. Hail our competent leader. All right. Oh, look at this. This is very interesting. We'll talk about this tomorrow. We'll talk about the Court of Appeal in a 3-2 decision, we are learning, has affirmed the Supreme Court's decision of Justice Ian Winder and determined any child born to a Bahamian parent is entitled citizenship, whether the parent is married to a Bahamian or not. Awesome. Great. Well, I guess the courts had to figure it out for us. We didn't have the stomach to change the Constitution, right? That is a major development. All right, we're going to talk about that more in depth after we go through the ruling. I think it's a good thing. All right, we ain't got to slap up no more. Give me the paper, man. Playing games with me. For men and women. Hey, Juan, you would have thought the prime minister would have extended New Providence curfew from 12 a.m. to 5 a.m., seeing that the country has seen a lot of tourists coming to our shores. Yeah. I don't know that there's any rationale behind it or any sensible reasoning behind it. What I would be doing is I would be trying to get the big hotels to open up more of their services because there seems to be that level of demand. in terms of, you know, the nightclubs and all this other stuff like that, and you can make that for fully vaccinated people, because I don't understand why you are saying that, well, nightclubs can't open, but you could have private gatherings if you're fully vaccinated. So why can't a nightclub be open for those who are fully vaccinated? I don't get it. You go to Florida, everything's popping in Florida. Strip club back open. No mask mandate, none of this. So I hear. I don't frequent those establishments, but that's what I hear. This says, hey, Juan, I'm dumber than dumb because I don't see the logic. Someone's going to help me. Good day, Mr. McCartney. Help me to understand, did he extend the NIB program? The NIB program has been extended. It is ending, I understand, at the end of September. I'll get some more information on that, but it will end at the end of September. Yes, try to melt that cold heart, Juan the Grinch McCartney, with some kindness. LOL. Hope you had a great Father's Day, sir. It certainly did. Certainly did. It says, Juan, I'm fully vaccinated and so happy I have the same curfew as everyone else. Our benevolent leader must be praised. All right, so why can't you? Because again, let me know about my perks, right? Why, if you're fully vaccinated and you're fine to go around other fully vaccinated people and have parties, you know, have wedding receptions, not a repass, because that's going to kill everybody. Why do you have to be inside your home at 11 p.m. if you are fully vaccinated? What is the problem? What is the issue? I'm good. I'm going to have my niece and nephew, I'm going to hug their Bahamian citizenship up, all right? Because you guys are ridiculous. But I don't know why the curfew's got to be what it is. So everyone will be able to get Bahamian citizenship if you have a Bahamian parent now, all right? Fantastic. You preachers who talked about the world's going to fall apart and all the gay people are going to drink the blood of your children, your nonsense that you block men and women from having some semblance of equality in their lives. You frustrated everybody with your garbage. The courts have intervened with sense. We're going to take a break and be right back.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Marlin Marine is going digital to better serve you. Check out our digital showroom at marlin-marine.com or visit our Facebook page and select Shop to view our stock, speak with a sales agent, or request a quote. Be prepared this hurricane season with our lineup of Generac portable and standby generators. Our diesel and LP standby generators give you clean, uninterrupted power, while our portable generators provide convenient power where you need it, keeping you connected no matter the conditions. Find the Generac that best suits you. Contact Marlin Marine today and our sales agents will be sure to help. Call 393-7873, visit marlin-marine.com, and follow our social media pages to stay updated on our latest products. When the power cuts out, Generac steps in. So get your Generac generator today at Marlin Marine, giving you power on land and sea.
I work hard. And I have a family that needs me, so I have no time for pain. That's why I take Cetamol Extra Strength. It's fast, it's effective, it's relief. Cetamol Extra Strength. Get back to the better you.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
When you testify in court, you're expected to tell the truth. Same goes for your insurance application form. If you don't answer every question truthfully, you could be found guilty of misrepresentation. Leaving out just one piece of information on your insurance application can lead to misrepresentation. That means your insurance company could deny your policy or refuse to pay your claim. This message was brought to you by the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, protecting the interests of policyholders.
At Wendy's, spicy means Wendy's spicy. Unlike the other guys, our spicy activates all your senses. For a taste of Wendy's spicy, try the new Chipotle Crunch Cheeseburger made with fresh beef or the new Chipotle Crunch Chicken Sandwich, both with delicious crispy jalapenos, Chipotle aioli, cheddar cheese sauce, and much more. Taste the Wendy's spice in every bite of irresistible Chipotle Crunch Chopped Fries too. Stop it today for the flavor you crave. Wendy's, different inside and out.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. We're trying to make some sense of what the Prime Minister's talking about. I don't think there should be a curfew at all. But the Prime Minister now says you can stay out till 11 p.m. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for that. You're so on top of this. We get an extra hour. You're going to see, the health officials are going to see if they can go to midnight. Says, good afternoon, Juan. The competent authority is making it very difficult for the traveling public to be at the airport 3 hours in advance for a 7 a.m. flight. Departure of the curfew remains at 5 a.m. You would need to leave home before 5 a.m. Did he take that into consideration? He just needs to remove the curfew completely. I agree with you. This does not make any sense and is not guided by the medical professionals. Yeah, it's kind of squirrely. I'll be real with you. See, vaccination day sounds like the purge. Says Juan, you're done fighting now, eh? Letting the dictators win by getting vaccinated. I mean, dude, I'm tired of this. All right, I want to have more of a semblance of normalcy. That's my reasoning behind it. So y'all have y'all reasons for what y'all are dealing with, and I'm going to go shoot up, right? So that's just what it is. You do as you so choose. Me, I'm gonna be indoor dining without having to stick a swab to the back of my brainstem. Juan, you think Minnis might have forgot he was the Minister of Finance? Oh, yeah, that's right. I fired that Peter guy. Yeah, he did not address our fiscal position at all. And we're going to talk about that on the other side and a couple other things he said, which I find troubling. All right. One man, don't cause him to take that hour back, man. Now I have an extra hour at the strip club. Oh, Lord. This is, Juan, do not call yourself. Lord, there's a lot of text. I'll see if I read it. Juan, I was treated like a king also on Father's Day. I also got something from John Bull. I don't know if it's because I made noise about not getting anything for Father's Day except the same. Oh, Lord. Juan, I have become adapted to the 10 p.m. curfew. I've become government institutionalized, so even if he raised the curfew to 2 a.m., my bedtime is still at 10, sad but true. Juan, you reached the 44-year milestone before me. I'll be 44 in July. What am I to expect at age 44? Because I don't like surprises. Well, you know, it's an uphill battle. I got to tell you that. You hit your 40s, you can feel yourself kind of slowing down. You got to really start taking real good care of yourself. Juan, do not call yourself dumb because your cousin Branville might actually fight you on live radio because ain't no one will be a McCartney and call himself dumb. No, I'm something's wrong with me, clearly. Because there was vast banging on of tables when this was said. Something's wrong with me that I don't understand the difference between a social gathering and a repast. I don't understand the difference in terms of your capacity to impact public health. If you're at a wedding reception, being different from being at a repast. I don't get it. Someone asked me what he said about test restrictions from Eleuthera. There's no test restriction coming out of Eleuthera that I'm aware of, is it? All right. Or do you still need the PCR test for Eleuthera? Now, the PCR test for Cat Island, Grand Bahama, and Andros are being removed. He said the travel visa charge of $10 for fully vaccinated individuals will drop July 1st. And that's it. There's no curfew on Eleuthera that I'm aware of. Or if I am wrong, my family in Eleuthera who may be listening and tell me, because if I'm wrong, I'd like to know. But I don't understand that there's a curfew on Eleuthera now. And I don't understand that there's a PCR test requirement to leave Eleuthera. All right. Says, I am reminded of daylight savings time when people ask me, what are you going to do with your extra hour? What extra hour? This says, Juan, as a college-educated person, I'm just as confused as you, my brother. This says, DeWitt needs to realize that banging on the tables in Parliament was happening for decades, including under the last administration. I guess as long as it's the PLP banging on tables, it's okay with DeWitt. And Minnis is no benevolent leader. He's human, just like me and you. Well, I'm certain he's a human, right? So. It says, Juan, this clown of a prime minister keeps saying that they're following the science with no proof, evidence to support their claims. When has that ever worked in a courtroom? And if you can't provide the evidence or proof when your case, then your case claim should be thrown out. Tell DeWitt it's pandemic, not pam-mademic. He's still my boy, though. It says, remember when we made fun of all those conspiracy theories? Yeah. It says, this is a great ruling, by the way. My previous text was facetious, but it didn't come across that way when you read it. I'm with you. You're not dumb. No, I knew it was facetious. The thing about stop being a hater? No, I know. It says, one, I just want to be 1,000% sure. If I registered to vote last time, do I have to register this time for the election next year? Can vaccinated people still spread COVID? If yes, how come they will not be tested regularly? Yes, vaccinated people still can catch COVID, spread COVID. Your guess is as good as mine about the testing. I think you should test robustly and then let people live their lives, but that's just me. Let me say this about the registering to vote, and I have a critical problem with it, right? So we heard from the acting parliamentary commissioner that they had more people register in certain areas, X, Y, Z, but particularly with Dorian, how are you calculating the number of people in Abaco if you're not making people register again, if you're just going off the old register? Wouldn't those people have moved? Wouldn't their locations have shifted? All right. You're saying that there's more people now registered to vote in Grand Bahama, particularly in certain areas. What informs you if nothing shifted and you don't know if anyone's moved, all right, then what's the issue? Oh, I said my wife had to get a test to go to Eleuthera. Yes, you need a test if you're leaving New Providence to go anywhere, which I don't know why the rapid antigen test is not sufficient, but that's, again, just me. It says, Juan, I was at dinner last night at Ocean Club, and this curfew nonsense doesn't apply that way. We were going strong at 10. with no prompt from staff that it's time to leave. No, the hotels are open however long they want. All right? So that's no problem. And I'm a go be there. All right. It says, good day, Juan. Is Anton still barred? Dave barred off Dwight's show. Anton barred on your show. Yeah, his revolution privileges have been suspended. So, you know, it is what it is. We'll see what happens in the future. Juan, the police killed a dog in Washington Street last night around 7 p.m. Never stopped and it looked intentional. Where's their heart? You're saying they killed a dog for fun? That sounds strange. I could see if they killed a dog because it was attacking them, but they just ride around to go shoot dogs. I don't know that that's. I don't discount any possibility, but that sounds weird to me. Juan, he just wanted that number. He will tell us anything, then take it back. You think you will have freedom, LOL. Says, good afternoon, Juan. I hear you on these curfews not making sense, but we aren't the only country duplicating the same thing. Surely we don't have a monopoly on the complexity of this issue. The fiscal position in the Bahamas will get better over time. We just need to, as a people, hold the government to a continuing better standard relative to spending habits. I hear you. You saying that we're not the only country doing it doesn't make it make sense for me, though. Right? So I asked you to tell me what the difference is between 11 p.m. and midnight, and I asked you to explain to me what the difference is between a social gathering in private or public and a repast. That's what I want to know. I'm not so much interested in what they're doing with their COVID rules because I don't live there. But I would, since you're saying you're following the science, I would like you to explain scientifically to me what it is that makes 1 hour difference so effective and allowing vaccinated people to have social gatherings but not allowing them to have repass. What is the difference? All right? So you can have a wedding reception, but I can't have a repass. It's senseless. All right? One, notice this, and it's not a coincidence. The only reason for all these extensions and vaccination privileges come into effect is literally days after tourists start flooding the airport and coming into the country. In Minnesota's mind, tourists take priority over Bahamians. You make a good point. Yeah. Juan, here's a question. If Bahamians who got vaccinated in the U.S. are not being recognized as vaccinated by Mr. Minnis, then why are all tourists vaccinated in the U.S. being recognized as being vaccinated? Again, the Bahamas is not for Bahamians. And that's a very good point. If you're a Bahamian and you were vaccinated, and I don't agree with the discriminatory nature of these things, right? You claim it's for protecting public health. You have yet to demonstrate scientifically to me how that discrimination will help public health in terms of, is it an effective method of, if your goal is to get people vaccinated so that you reduce the spread and transmission and catching COVID-19, what scientifically informs you that allowing vaccinated people to have more freedoms will prompt those who are unvaccinated to get? You're going to get some people, but is that the best way to do it? All right. Now, that's just where this is. Where this is all heading is you're going to need to be vaccinated to live as a normal human being in certain countries. All right. I saw this heading there a while ago. This says, Juan, man, you're not holding the line. Not a good enough reason for vaccination. In my opinion, I shouldn't have to be vaccinated to not be segregated. UK people still dying with the vax. UK talking about booster shots. Still a no for me. I'll keep myself vax free in case you need a prime specimen to repopulate the world. Okay. Okay. That's fine. You do what's in your, what you believe is in your best interest. I'm not mad at all. All right. I'm going to become part of the experiment because I can't take it any longer. It says no curfew in Eleuthera, but businesses have to close at certain hours around 9 p.m. Is that really the case? Because that doesn't make any sense if that's the case. Juan, you hear about the garbage truck getting robbed? Question, why would you rob the people on the garbage truck? Because they broke. What do you get, like $1.50? Well, don't say they're all broke. They're hardworking people who got honest jobs. I don't know why you would rob them. Good day, Juan. Looks like DeWitt is the only PLP it can talk, can call your show, but I like how DeWitt brings it home. Keep it the work, sir. No. You're free. Everyone's free to call my show. Except Anton. All right. One for that texter claiming others are doing what we do. Has it occurred to him that we train all medical professionals in the same way? This says, one, people keep saying these COVID policies are not guided by medical professionals. However, Minnis is a medical professional. Think about it. He keeps saying that too today. As a doctor, that ain't helping me. That ain't bringing me no level of comfort. Did you say you were a doctor? It says, last thing, what if I offered you a job paying $100,000 to bang on a table when I pause during a senseless speech, you wouldn't take the job? I very well might if I wanted that type of action. All right, we got to take a break for news. We'll be back. We'll talk about some of the other things. He made a couple of announcements. He gave us a couple of updates, which is what I was looking for. He didn't really, give as robust a national update on FDI as I was looking for, but or local investment, but he did give some updates, and I was looking for that in his communication and in his opening, and that was absent, but now there is some of that. All right, stay tuned. We'll be back on the other side of this.
Why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, wait, just a hard day. Wait.
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
Wait, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crock Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know who you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Sourdough King is back at Burger King Nassau. This fan favorite features 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with thick-cut smoked bacon, 4 slices of melted American cheese, ketchup, and creamy mayonnaise, all on toasted sourdough slices. Get your sourdough sandwich as a single or a double and add ice-cold Pepsi and fries or onion rings for a perfect way to fill your day. The flame-grilled Sourdough King is only here for a limited time and only available at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you will also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to a Fidelity Bank at 356-7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Well, someone called me during the break and they said, well, you know, there's, he said, a better approach to this would be if the Prime Minister did not say that this is because of any scientific reasoning, but rather if he would say, this is the approach we've decided on and we feel most comfortable with. And that would be fine because you're entitled, right, to make decisions. However, we can look at the merits of those decisions and say, well, I agree with this approach or I disagree with this approach and there's a better approach. But when you base the premise of your decision on something that we know is not so, you automatically get people going, well, you ain't making no sense, right? Now, I don't see the difference between 11 p.m. and midnight, but if you want to say, hey, man, this is just the approach we feel comfortable with, then we can argue the merits of if you're taking the best approach. But when you come and tell me the medical professionals tell you that you can now go to 11 p.m. and they're going to look at it to see if we can go to 12 p.m., I no longer think you're making sense. When you say it's a scientific medical reasoning behind now allowing social gatherings for vaccinated people and wedding receptions for vaccinated people, but not repass for vaccinated people, then I begin to seriously question what this is all about. All right? By the way, someone's asked me about the health visa. I'll say this too, and you can tell people this on Grand Bahama. So several tourists have been complaining that they haven't been able to get a copy of their 5-day antigen test result. All right. They need that for re-entry to the United States, and you're supposed to, by law, get it when you come here. And they say that establishments on Grand Bahama are making them pay for a copy of the result, even though the health visa is supposed to cover that. So you don't have to do that by law. Now, what you can do, and tell your tourist friends this, those of you who are got the Airbnbs or taxi drivers or whatever, what you can do, you can go to the Bahamas Health Visa website and get a copy of your results for yourself. Because by law, the medical provider has to give the Ministry of Health the result. All right? You can go to the Ministry of Health. You don't have to pay these medical providers again. I don't know how some of y'all sleep at night. All right? But they've been doing that on Grand Bahama, and it needs to end. All right, let's do some text messages, and then we'll speak about the economic side of this thing. You know, silly me, I want the Minister of Finance to address the finer points of the budget, speak about the country's fiscal position, the state of government finances during the budget debate. Silly me, right? I'd rather hear about that than hear about the PLP. Yeah, that's just me. All right. So in Parliament, they'll spend the rest of the day going through the heads and everything like that. And that's actually where you find some interesting information. It says, Juan, do you still think there will be an election this year? I'll say this. Looking at the environment, reading the tea leaves, they seem to have pulled back on that idea. All right? I know that they wanted to have it this year. However, I want you to watch this. Last week in the House of Assembly, by the way, I see, judging by today's House of Assembly, that you guys did not voice note my show on Friday and send it to your member of parliament to talk about their ridiculous behavior. But nevertheless, last week in the House of Assembly, when Desmond Bannister was speaking, he spoke about his BPL court matter, which he shouldn't be doing, but he don't care. And he referenced it because Frederick McAlpine brought it up
during his budget communication a couple of days earlier. Talked about how he's in court. The former board is suing him, and they never got a report on how the board got fired and all that. He's like, remember that? So Bannister's claiming, and we spoke to the other parties, and they said Bannister's trying to massage a technicality that he knows the court's going to allow him to have an extension to address anyway. I don't know why he's doing it. I don't know. But Bannister said this. All right. He said, Pine Ridge, I know you were talking about waiting, wanting to see when the court hearings start in November. Because McAlpine got up and he said, as far as I know, there's nothing that's been thrown out. The hearings are due to begin in November, which they are. We don't know which judge they'll be before. But he said, don't worry, Pine Ridge. You're going to have plenty of free time to watch those hearings, to monitor those hearings, right? And they're supposed to start in November. So to me, that may have been some sort of unintentional slip to indicate that there'll be an election before November. To me. So if I'm reading the tea leaves from all the events that are happening countrywide, I'm going to say, no, I don't think there'll be an election this year. But if I hear more of this subtle indication that people won't be returning after a certain point, then I'll have to adjust my evaluation of that. All right? It says, hi, Juan. Everything over a year ago was lies and conspiracy theories, i.e. COVID-19 came from a Chinese lab, COVID passport to do simple things in life, etc. I know. It's strange how these things materialize. Juan, the extra 1 hour is for the dark-skinned folks, not you light-skinned folks. You already have all the perks and privileges. Please allow us to enjoy ours. Says, with the successful development and approval of the COVID vaccine in such a short period of time, should those afflicted with cancer, HIV, AIDS, be hoping that a cure is on the horizon within the next 5 years or less? Why aren't they also a high priority? Haven't enough people died unnecessarily? No more suffering? Here's two things, and you make a good point, right? They're not going to cure this stuff with these mRNA devices, I don't think, anytime soon, but what the hell do I know? What I do see happening, though, is that they develop better treatments for cancer that are better than chemotherapy that devastates people. With HIV AIDS, yes, I believe that's possible to develop a COVID HIV AIDS vaccine. But I look at it a different way. We've been able to successfully, mankind has been able to successfully develop antiviral medication for HIV AIDS to the point where if you take it properly, not only will your HIV not progress to AIDS, but you do not any longer transmit HIV or contract HIV in anywhere near the same rate you would without the prophylactics. All right. Now, if you are, anybody can catch HIV. I'll say this, the prophylactic treatments were developed mainly for men. All right. Men who have sex with other men. All right. Now, you can do what you choose to in your life. Yes. I'm not here to judge you. But if you are a man who is having sex with other men, you must be out of your mind to not properly protect yourself beyond these prophylactic treatments. But they have been developed to the point where the rates of transmission of HIV have plummeted. All right, and people are able to live a good life. So what I see happening is the development of viral prophylactic treatments. Now, Fauci talked about this recently, I believe, although y'all don't like Fauci. And that makes sense, right? So if you have treatments that you can develop orally, if you contract COVID-19 or if you are trying to avoid contracting the flu or COVID-19 or any of these other transmissible, easily transmissible viral diseases, I think that makes sense. And so I don't know what they'll do with the mRNA, but I think that they need to look at COVID as something that we want to, outside of vaccination, we want to be able to develop medications that stop people from contracting these things and impacting them this way. And you could do that for malaria, Ebola, dengue, right? Even though malaria is more vector control, but still. Sorry, that was a lengthy response. This says, this is all planned. From Minnis said he's going to have to make some decisions that are unconstitutional. We should have seen this coming. It's been about a year since he made that statement. He knows what he's been told to do. Oh, yeah, who told him? You tell me. This is so nice to listen to your show without Anton. Okay. It says, good day. I've been to a repass. It's just like a reception. It says, good day. All this vaccine is coming from the European people. We always have to go by what the Europeans do. It says, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. There's no curfew in Abaco for weeks now, but my uncle owns a bar and it has to be closed by 9 p.m. And this is true for the entire mainland Abaco. But please make sense of this for me. I can't make sense of that. But I tell you what. Someone need to go tell the Prime Minister that Abaco ain't had no curfew because he just shifted the curfew on Abaco from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Now, y'all maybe weren't following the curfew, but according to Prime Minister, there's a curfew, all right? It's 11 p.m. I don't understand why 9 p.m. It says, do these fully vaccinated people realize they can still catch and transmit COVID to each other? Yep, I know someone who is fully vaccinated and caught COVID. They're asymptomatic. Want to have to make another point, who thinks the current approach to COVID is good because everyone seems to be doing it. In the early 2000s, the world's entire financial system nearly collapsed and had to be bailed out. Not a single audit firm, rating agency, central bank, or investment company saw it coming. Education is standardized, so our professionals make the same assumptions and then the same mistakes. Good observation. Good observation. Are we looking at it in terms of maybe we're collectively going about this not properly? It says COVID can only detect non-vaccinated Bahamians after 10 p.m. and vaccinated Bahamians after 11 p.m. Everyone knows that, like a vampire, COVID can't enter a private home without permission. It says, my, a sad day when we can't see the divide and rule agenda via the biosociety model and the global plantation. Those who brag about being vaccinated know nothing about recombinant technology, magnetic or electroportation, transfection methods using nanolipids. I ain't bragging, and but I don't know nothing about that that you just said. It says, is the ruling retroactive, or will it only apply to persons born after it? I would imagine it's retroactive, but I'll have to double check that because the ruling came about a case from a man suing the government to get citizenship for his kid, and so that's an existing case, and then it should apply retroactively, but I will go through the ruling in detail. I want to speak intelligently to it, and I haven't read it because it just came out, so I can't really explain the finer points of it for you. I would like to, but I can't until I've had a chance to sit and read it. One, I think the PM trying to trick us to take the vaccine by you saying you're taking it. It's a trick, people. LOL. Trick? I get go exercise my freedom, son. Dat me a tell you. Hey, McCartney, I noticed your boy church building is burnt down through Meadow Street. You know anything about that? Dr. Cleveland, Uncle Sarah. Yeah, I heard there was some issue. I'm going to find out about that. I heard there was an issue. I'm going to find out. This says, one, most people who leave Grand Bahama travel to Nassau, the United States. In order to return to Grand Bahama, you still have to do the PCR test, so I don't see the benefit for removing the test from traveling from Grand Bahama. Well, the benefit would be Not so much for New Providence, because you still need the PCR test to go back. But there are a lot of people in Grand Bahama who frequent Abaco. All right. And for them, it would be beneficial. All right. And other family islands. But there's a lot of travel between Grand Bahama and Abaco, particularly on the eastern side. So I could see it being beneficial for them. Bahamas, good afternoon, Juan. The FNM knows they're behind in the polls, so they're afraid to call elections at this time. It says, hey, Juan, I'm texting from Grand Bahama. I want to send a public shout-out to my son, Kevin Storr, who made me feel very appreciated on Father's Day. Excellent. Good shout-out. Let's discuss some of the things that the Prime Minister talked about. All right. And I'm just going to deal with the economic assessment that he dug into. And I never delved into this because, you know, I already made my commentary about it and thought what I thought. But if you, Marla Ducaran, went into a detailed assessment of the Bahamas position and gave her conclusions. And she was complimentary during it, but that's all he focused on. I find it odd, all right? This says that, and this is the part he was reading. He said the Bahamas was in with two. She said, a few months ago, I produced a report which outlined the uniquely dire socioeconomic situation the Bahamas was in, with two crises hitting back-to-back, Hurricane Dorian and the pandemic. The fact that the government of the Bahamas has maintained a reasonable level of socioeconomic stability so far is testament to their capabilities, political will, and ability to access assistance from external parties, including the multilateral lending agencies, most recently the World Bank. By no means could this be an easy task, and the government is certainly dealing with a lot more than many, at least in a regional context. That's what he read, what Marla Ducaran said. Let me tell you what else Marla Ducaran said on June 7th, 2021. She said, of the budget, while there is some cause for cautious optimism based on a few growth-oriented initiatives and the revival of the U.S. economy, the fundamentals still point to a need to restructure the existing unsustainable debt and implement reforms to solidly place the Bahamas on a sustainable growth path. All right? Now, here's what else she said in her analysis, all right? And she broke it down. I won't get into everything she talked about, but let's talk about how precarious a financial position we are in, all right? Now, she says, when we look at any deficit or debt number now and compare it to GDP, we must first remember that the denominator itself, GDP, contracted in 2020, making it more important and revealing to analyze the nominal deficit amount and debt balance. All right, let me try to break this down to you as clearly as I can. A primary fiscal deficit, when we are in a deficit before we service our interest, okay? So we are in a primary fiscal deficit before we even pay interest on existing loans, we are in a deficit, all right? Interest on loans is about $500 million this coming year. We're in a deficit before that, before we even get to that. By definition, this means that we're borrowing to pay the interest on our existing debt. The Bahamas was already facing a primary fiscal deficit before the pandemic with a double shock to the economy, generating a $489 million primary deficit. The primary deficit is estimated to have widened 90% in fiscal year 2021 to $930 million. The primary balance before you start borrowing to service your debt is not expected to return to a surplus until fiscal year 2022-2023. All right? This says, and I'm going to tell you a conclusion in a minute, of the overall fiscal deficit. The overall fiscal deficit is estimated to have reached $1.3 billion in fiscal year 2020-2021, up 59% year over year and six times the level of fiscal year 2018-2019, as government revenues were impacted by reduced economic activity and social assistance and health outlays increased. To bring into context the level of deficit, $1.3 billion Bahamian dollars was the level of the entire national debt in fiscal year ended June 1997. That's 24 years ago. For fiscal year 2021-2022, the overall deficit is budgeted to reach $952 million and to gradually decline. All right? So we have a problem. She also noted that there's been a shift from domestic debt to external debt, which creates balance of payments pressures over time. External debt accounted for roughly 43% of total central government debt in December 2020. This compares to 21% at the end of 2010-2011. A total of U.S. $225 million in interest payments to non-residents are slated for 2021-2022. To put this in perspective, total goods exported from the Bahamas averaged $219 million annually over the 5 years prior to COVID, meaning it takes roughly a year's worth of goods exports to generate enough U.S. dollars to pay interest on government debt for the coming fiscal year. All right? Just to pay interest on foreign government, on U.S. government debt for this coming fiscal year is akin to, is more than, the total number of U.S. dollars we got from exports annually over the 5 years prior to COVID. All right? Let me break it down for you a bit more, and then I'll wrap it up. According to the IMF, external loans approved since June 2020 from multilateral lenders include the IMF's Rapid Financing Instrument, that's $250 million. IDB policy-based loans, that's another $225 million. A Caribbean Development Bank loan, US $40 million, has been drawn down. And the recent development policy operation by the World Bank, US $100 million. While these funds are largely for budgetary support, she says, from a balance of payments standpoint, it helps illustrate that most of the improvement we've seen in international reserves this year has been from these and commercial external borrowing. All right? Foreign reserves expanded to $2.5 billion in March 2021 based on government borrowing. Usable reserves expanded at the same pace to $1.1 billion, roughly half of total reserves. Non-borrowed usable reserves actually became negative at the end of December 2020. So all usable reserves are borrowed as the government took on a total of $1.46 billion U.S. dollars in additional external debt. Marla Dukeran, who said, your capacity to borrow and maintain some level of socio and economic stability is commendable, concluded with this. I believe that the commitment to fiscal responsibility articulated in this budget and demonstrated by this administration is commendable and unique. I'm not aware of any independent country in the Caribbean which has legislated and implemented any such fiscal responsibility framework without the commitment to do so under an IMF-supported program. All right? Keep that in mind.
She's not aware of any other country that has done this without committing to do so under an IMF-structured program. All right? She goes on to say, the Bahamas is in the midst of the worst crisis in its history. And while the authorities and multilateral lending agencies are clearly doing all that they can and should to keep the Bahamas afloat, the data, unfortunately, suggests that the current situation is still unsustainable from a fiscal and external standpoint. As such, an orderly debt reprofiling exercise is preferable versus a disorderly debt restructure balance of payment crisis. It is worth reiterating here that any such outcome would not necessarily reflect on the authorities as much as it reflects the Bahamas' acute vulnerability and indeed that of every country in the Caribbean. So very thorough, balanced assessment by Marla Dukeron, but you do the Bahamian people a disservice as Minister of Finance when you only cherry-pick the good things that she talked about and do not go into the finer points of what a problematic situation we are now in. We ain't gonna blame you, right? But you're holding the reins, and you need to explain to us how we're gonna get out of this. That's fine. You borrowed. My taxes are gonna have to pay it back. I don't want my taxes to increase. I don't see any other way around it. We saw this in Barbados, all right, before the last election, where Barbados had politicians who were not being frank and honest about the state of the country's government's fiscal affairs. And the people saw that and voted every single one of them out. All right? Mia Motley's administration, Barbados' current parliament, is populated by a single party, or was populated by a single party after their last general election. And what did Mia Motley do? Weeks after coming to office, informed the Barbadian people that we have a balance of payment crisis. And we have to enter an IMF-structured program. A balance of payments crisis is when you cannot pay your debt. You cannot service your debt. You can't pay it back. All right? And you need access to the IMF's money. IMF got $1 trillion, so they're loochy with it. They got it. Listen. I understand the pressure to want to seem as if you know exactly what's going on and everything's fine and there's hope to be projected. And indeed, I believe there is cause for hope. But there is great cause for concern. Your debt management plan, you say to me, is to transfer over the next 4 years $3 billion in U.S. debt into Bahamian debt. Now, every financial professional I spoke to has told me that that is ridiculously optimistic, that there is not an appetite for $3 billion of government debt still in this market over the next 4 years. There is certainly liquidity enough to do that. There's probably $5 billion in liquid cash. But you're going to have to approach this in a sensible way. Listen what Dukeron said. She said it's worth reiterating that any such outcome would not necessarily reflect on the authorities as much as it reflects the Bahamas' acute vulnerability, and indeed that of every country in the Caribbean. When you hear Chester Cooper, more than Brave Davis, but Brave Davis does this too. When you hear Chester Cooper mention the IMF, every time he says we're headed to the IMF, he says the IMF can help. He says the IMF is a good institution. He says, I don't want to say anything negative about the IMF. Why do you think he's doing that? Because he knows. He can read. He's in finance, right? He knows, as well as Brave Davis knows, as well as the people in the Ministry of Finance know, that
unless we have the most fortuitous of circumstances in the medium term, against a backdrop of having the most negative of circumstances in the recent past, then we're headed to the IMF and we are going to have a balance of payments problem. And for the Minister of Finance to not address that during the budget debate is remiss. You're giving people a false sense of security about our fiscal position. All right. Let me get to your text. It says, where can I find this report, sir? You can find it online. It's called Bahamas Budget Report 2021. Marla Dukaran. All right? Marla Dukaran. And she works for RF Bank and Trust, which has organized a lot of the borrowing that we've done and is, of course, a very, very powerful financial institution. All right? Marla Dukaran. D-U-K-H-A-R-A-N. She's one of the foremost economists on the Caribbean. All right? So, level with people. Tell them the truth. All right? As Minister of Finance, it is your duty to explain to the Bahamian people where we are. And don't give them this lulling false sense of security. This might get rocky. Right? Level with the Bahamian people. This might get rocky. And what rocky looks like is we may have to sell off Bahamas Air at a massive loss, but we can no longer take on the salary bill because Bahamas Air can't take care of itself. No disrespect to my people at Bahamas Air. I got family work at Bahamas Air. It may look like we're going to have to get rid of the Water and Sewage Corporation. We're going to have to sell that to a private entity. You're not going to like it, unions, but it is what it is. It may look like all these gratuities and extra things that are promised in these bargaining agreements, we can't do it. It says, make sure you indicate she was speaking at Citadel Consultants Limited Conference. Oh, Marla Dukaran. Yeah, she did speak at the Citadel Consultants Limited Conference recently, yes. And we covered that. But we have her paper, though, as well. But I'll give you a shout-out, Citadel Consultants Limited. All right? What it may look like, level with the Bahamian people, what this may look like, all right, is we can no longer be the sole contributor to your pensions. What it may look like is a freeze on government hiring, except in essential areas. It may look like we got to get rid of ZNS, the Broadcasting Corporation. These are the realities. All right? I don't know what y'all are doing with BPL. Desmond Bannister wouldn't even speak about the rate reduction bond, which is wild to me. Because without that rate reduction bond, you're not gonna, you claim, because what you claim it's for, without that rate reduction bond, we're going to have to assume hundreds of millions of dollars more of BEC's debt. All right? BEC still owes people a lot of money to the tune of over $300 million. Well, much more than that, but that's what they're trying to refinance with the bond. They're trying to pay that off with the bond. Right? Let's take a break. We'll be back on the other side.
Of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out.
Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise, just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. So, yeah, the Prime Minister really failed in that he should have addressed these financial issues, because here's what is a fact. He may not want to look at the fulsomeness or share with you in full what Marla Ducaron had to say. But I promise you, international capital markets are going to take her assessment well in hand when they are considering if they should take up more of our debt. So you ain't going to believe me, but believe that this woman is extremely well-regarded when it comes to her assessment of finances and economics in Caribbean countries, and they are going to take her assessment in hand. All right. Afternoon, McCartney. I have a question as it relates to BPL. How can this bond make sense if the bulk of it is going to pay off debt? I ain't no finance person, but please explain this. Well, here's what's happening. BPL is broke, right? And so BPL can no longer afford to continue servicing $300 million plus worth of its debt. What it wants to do is to have a rate reduction bond, okay? They want to source out more debt that is guaranteed to be paid back by a fee on your bill. You following? It will then take that money, pay off the $300 million. It will no longer have to service that money. It will only have to worry about the rate reduction bond, and they got a few other loans out there. All right? That is what they say the rate reduction bond is to do. It is also for capital upgrades, T&D, transmission and distribution, etc. All right? Transmission is the lines and all this other stuff, the distribution or the substations and all that. You know, so while all the bells and whistles and the things the Prime Minister tried to project, that's all well and good. The fact of the matter is that the taxpayers are going to have to eventually confront this. And that you're unwilling to during the budget debate is wild to me. This says, Dwayne Sands also said we need to make some changes before someone makes us. He was also referring to the IMF. Yeah, and listen, the IMF don't make you do nothing, right? But the IMF says, if you want this money, you got to go do this. So you heard what she said. She's not aware of anyone who's done this outside of those who've entered an IMF-structured program. So my thing is, even if we're not going to an IMF-structured program, let's act like we're in one, please, so that we could bring some real stability and security to this situation. All right? Let's make some tough decisions, please. All right? Because once you lock into these IMF programs, you don't have no choice. They're going to tell you, look, we ain't trusting your word. All I can do this. We want you to pass legislation with teeth. It says maybe off topic, but I just want to put it out there that PrEP is available free of charge here in the Bahamas. People with increased risk of HIV infection, such as men who have sex with men, are invited to reach out for this prevention drug. Yeah, go get you some PrEP if you're doing that. This says, where are the minds of our young people? Is our life becoming meaningless? There seems to be a dictatorship without tears in the making. We have all taken... I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry. you got to... come on. It says, want me to get rid of Bahamas Air, Water, and Sewage, ZNS, and the Department of Statistics for starters? No, I want the Department of Statistics.
I'm keeping that. I need that. Hey, Albert Arwan, just tuned in. Minute Speech was today, right? Can you give me the Cliff Notes version of the important parts of Minute Speech? You want me to recap all that? We've been going through it. Go to the NassauGuardian.com. Hey, Juan, what's the name of the case that was ruled on? I'd like to look up and read the ruling. One second, I'll find it for you. The ruling says, the ruling is titled, hold on. Oh, for God's sake, I can't find it. Oh, here it is. It is the Attorney General versus Shannon Tyrek Roll et al. All right. All right. And so, you know, I commend this administration, although there are issues that I have with the flexibility of the fiscal transparency legislation. But I do commend them for benchmarking what they want to spend, benchmarking fiscal targets, and having a noble effort in getting a control on our debt situation. All right. Now, I thought Turnquest's approach was too aggressive. All right. But I do commend them for the fiscal reforms. I commend you. People always say, I don't say good things about the government. I commend them for the fiscal reforms, all right, that they're attempting. They should have done some other things as well. There are problems with some of it, but, you know, I commend them for the continued push toward digitization. It has become much easier to get things done. It's not simple, but it's much easier to get things done. All right. But we've got to start acting like this is serious. All the banging on the table, we've got to start taking this thing seriously. And you may not care because you're like, well, that's the finance. This means your taxes will go up. This means your government services could possibly be limited. All right. It says it's going to be hard when the IMF comes in, but I think our people live so much in la-la land, the wake-up call will be a good shock to their system. As for me, I'll be pretty and smiling because unlike the rest of y'all, although I'm dark-skinned, I have adopted light-skinned and white-skinned people thinking of getting wealthy now. Oh, man. This is my fault for getting y'all off on this light-skinned thing. It says the country is being sold, plain and simple. Persons or groups have been trying for years to break this little country. The COVID has assisted. Listen, man, I talk in serious business here now. Let's take this phone call and we'll, you know. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Juan McGarvey. How you doing, man?
I'm great. How's it going?
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm just calling to reiterate the words that I printed today inside this morning's Nassau Guardian.
Mm-hmm.
This honest debate, okay?
Yeah.
And that has been printed before. The final approach at 10 o'clock this morning. Okay, and here it is. He gave no clarity. He confused some more. And then if you go dig into it, it's dishonest still, you know. So as a people, we're not getting value for our money. And like you say, what happened in Barbados is a possibility. But I don't want that to ever happen because therefore we've got a type of government like that. Like that now, because see what happened is that when Bruce Davis takes office, we don't want that. We only want that to have probably 3 or 4 majority. Okay, so it could be a strong opposition. But today's editorial inside the National Guardian is profound. Okay,
yeah.
Thanks for letting me share, man.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it was a good editorial. I didn't write it. That was good. Since we also need to privatize the prison. I don't know about that one. I don't like for-profit prisons. This says, Please clarify if a PCR test is needed to travel to Andross and other islands from Nassau. Yes, you need a PCR test to travel to a different island in your own country. So, but you can get a rapid antigen test to go to the United States. Money gotta make, eh? This says, doing discriminatory and unconstitutional things is the only promise this prime minister has kept. All right. Says, tell DeWitt I'm waiting on the bangers to come knocking on my door. People suffering. What can they tell me? This F&M government is a waste of my time and vote. Okay. Got a few more. We'll get through these. Oh boy, I'm sorry. I accidentally deleted everything. Sorry. My bad. But anyway, we're out of time anyway. Listen, I don't expect the prime minister to come on and be doom and gloom. We all gonna die, right? To be like lugubrious and like depress everybody. But you need to level with the Bahamian people. For real, for real. And all this, I get it. You're politicians, right? But we ain't really got time for all that. You got time. We don't have time for all that. Right, we need serious people who are looking at this thing in a real considered manner and saying, listen, this is, we did what we had to do. This was not an easy pill to swallow. And you ain't got to bring up Brave Dave. Nobody, come on. However, here's how we move forward. Because the vibes switch up, right? If you want, break it down. It was one way, and now it's the other way, all right? And when we get back to where we were before in terms of revenue, it still ain't going to be the same because we have to take that much more money to deal with this debt servicing and repayment, all right? So level with the people. Explain to them the situation that we are in and the reality that we are facing is all I ask, all right? We could talk about some of the developments he talked about tomorrow. I think those are good things. I'm going to believe that shipyard thing when I see it. I got to tell you that. But we'll also look at the ruling. I'm going to sit down and read it, and we'll go through it. All right? So you guys take care out there. Z Live Off the Record is up next with Shavar Golang. You guys have a great day, Bahamas.